From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Take a gulp of me and I'll give you wings. I'm Red Bill. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, filling in for Peter Sagal, Tom Papa.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, everybody. We've got a great show for you today. Mary Wilson of the Supremes will be joining us later to play our games. But first, you may be asking yourself, why does Peter's voice sound so weird? So much cooler. I'm Tom Papa, and I'm filling in for Peter Sagal, who is currently volunteering with storm cleanup in Alabama. You may know me from my Out in America segments on Live From Here, my radio show What a Joke on Sirius XM, or as a panelist on this show. If you don't know me, don't panic. Just close your eyes and call me Peter.
I'll call you friend.
That's why I'm here. You out there can call me whatever you want as long as you call me to play our games. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now, let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Tom. This is Ian Snyder, he, him, his, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Ah, our nation's capital. What do you do there in Washington?
I'm a master's student in public policy and management, and I work on the race, equity, and leadership team at the National League of Cities.
Wow. That's either a superhero or very boring. Well, thanks for being here, Ian. Are you ready to play our game? Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, it's a producer of This American Life and a host of the podcast Thirst Aid Kit, which returns on September 26th. It's Bim Adewamne. Next, the syndicated advice columnist behind Ask Amy and author of Strangers Tend to Tell Me Things, Amy Dickinson.
Hey, Ian.
And a comedian you can see in Los Angeles on September 28th at the theater at the Ace Hotel, the host of the podcast Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, it's Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Ian.
Well, welcome to the show, Ian. You're going to play Who's Bill This Time? The lovable Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win the greatest prize in all of radio, the voice of anyone on our show for your voicemail. Are you ready?
You bet I am.
Your first quote is from the National Weather Service.
Alabama will not see any impact from Dorian.
That was a tweet in response to whose incorrect weather warning?
I believe it was a Sharpie drawing from President Trump.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's right, President Trump. For whatever reason, the president has been insisting Hurricane Dorian was headed for Alabama, which it wasn't, saying that he got that information from meteorologists, which he didn't. So on Wednesday, he held up a National Weather Service map showing the path of Dorian towards Alabama, but it was a Photoshop. Actually, it wasn't even a Photoshop. It was a Sharpie shop. He drew on it with a Sharpie. He didn't even use the same color. It was like a kid changing his grade from an F to a B with a crayon. Did you all see it? It was such a bad fake. He just Sharpied on this little extra bubble at the end of it, at the end of the hurricane path, as if Florida doesn't look perverted enough.
Maybe it was supposed to be a thought bubble. Maybe it was like, maybe, or like a word, like he was gonna, if he had finished it, it was gonna have like Alabama talking. Like, glad like, it's not us.
Yeah.
Does anybody know why he did that? I mean, the only thing I can think of is he has some sort of investment in Sharpie, because we've used the word Sharpie so much.
That's very smart. I think you're right, because he's made a couple gaffes with the Sharpie, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he change his weight on his physical from 330 to 230?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All with a Sharpie. Trump was so mad about this. On Thursday, he took to Twitter calling the hurricane Sleepy Dorian.
No.
And saying a lot of people are saying this is the weakest hurricane ever.
No.
And I personally am doing a much better job destroying American cities. Okay, Ian, your next quote comes from England.
Not a good start, Boris.
That was a member of Britain's Labour Party reacting to whose pretty terrible week?
That would be Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Very good. That's right. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had a bad, bad week. He lost 4 out of 4 votes. He lost his majority, with one member of parliament actually getting up and leaving his party while he was speaking. And his brother retired from government, basically saying he wanted to spend less time with his family because his family was Boris Johnson. Then on Friday, Donald Trump emailed him a map showing the Hurricane Dorian was headed right his way.
Oh, God. But, you know, the whole... I actually was sort of glued to C-SPAN watching some of these proceedings. It's so...
No one has ever been glued to C-SPAN.
It was crazy. It was actually very dramatic.
But, Bim, is there anything that we're missing about this?
I'm in the unique position this week of being embarrassed by the country I live in and the country I come from. And it's a horrible place to be. It's not quite a rock and a hard place. It's like mud and like more mud. And I'm just wearing like flip-flops. Like I'm already like a borderline, always embarrassed to be British anyway. That's just like, you know, it's in the blood. They give it to you at birth. But then it's been building to the point now, whenever I hear a British voice on like NPR in the mornings, I just slowly, I don't even do it quickly, I just slowly turn it down like, no. It's awful. I don't talk anymore at the office because I can hear myself and I'm like, that's too much.
All right, Ian, here's your last quote.
Whee!
That was Bill going down the slide. Now that adults are allowed to participate in their very own what?
Recess? Playground?
That's right! Recess! According to the Wall Street Journal, cities like San Francisco, Seattle, and Greensboro, North Carolina are putting on adult recess.
Oh my God.
Grown-ups play classic recess games like kickball, tetherball, and dodgeball, which are just as fun, and traumatizing as they were when you were a kid.
Where is this? You mean like from a break from work? You mean to take a break from work? And you?
From work, from their adult lives, and you can, they're like, hey, it's recess. Are you a grown-up? Are you feeling, do those bills have you down? Do you not like having to wear pants in the morning?
You know, I would just go over that whole seesaw trauma all over again where you're trying to gauge your weight and the whole thing. Like, I can't handle it.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to bring it. I feel like it's going to bring bullies back, like adult bullies. Because I know, you know, when I see people on those scooters flying down the street, I just want to hit them.
My question as
All
ever is, what the hell is America?
I know. Explains a lot.
America's one giant dodgeball game.
It's true.
That explains so much.
Bill, how did Ian do?
You know, Ian, congratulations. You got them all right.
Hey, congratulations, hey. Ian.
Thank you.
So long.
Thank you.